everybody. I'm Sherry Kane.
And I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for joining us.
People think that the government just infiltrated the conspiracy movement, but no, they actually created it from the start.
It has the whole background of connections between the drug industrialists and the media moguls, so that the programming on television and Hollywood even is outcoming from the same sources of counterintelligence that keep us enslaved to a dysfunctional and degenerative and intoxicating paradigm called modern medicine.
I mean, they have arms all over the place. It's unbelievable what these people can do and how relentless they are.
It's a fascinating time, and there's more and more revelations coming out about who's trustworthy and who's not. People and that this great nation depends upon the balance of powers that freedom of the press holds, and if you can't depend on even the independent media to tell you the truth, because it's been infiltrated by COINTELPRO operatives, which we've been increasingly evidencing materially, proving.
The diversion, the lies.
And so that now we're faced with having to develop alternatives in the alternative media.
The way they discredit everything that's really serious out there.
An energy weapon, and it exploded right outside the window that I would typically sit at, and the shock wave of energy went through the glass. Over and over again.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I wonder what the hell is the matter with people. Who the hell is telling the truth out there and who the hell isn't?
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Horow Kane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
And belatedly, Dr. Len Horowitz joining you.
So welcome to the program. We come to you Monday through Friday, 12 noon in Hawaii, 2 p.m. Pacific time, and 5 p.m. on the East Coast. Thank you to our sponsors, healthyworldaffiliates.com/4948. If you are not an affiliate, please sign up today. You will support the Horow Kane Hour as well as this network, Late Night in the Midlands, and Michael Vara. Thank you to Michael Vara for putting together this awesome network where finally the real truth can be gotten to you rather than the truth that's been all part 40% disinformation, according to Gordon Duff. And thank you to HealthyWorldStore.com for your awesome products. Check out the 528 section today for your awesome products. 528 section has products infused with the frequency of love. Also, Dr. Horowitz books, tapes, and DVDs are on there. And also check out another one of our sponsors, CureShop.com. That's CureShoppe.com. You're also carrying Dr. Horowitz's books, tapes, and DVDs and products infused with 528 Hertz frequency. Also, if you are a musician, we encourage you to upload your original tracks to 528records.com. It will automatically be transposed into 528 Hertz frequency, sent back to you in an MP3 file, become part of our music library, and anyone who donates for your music, you will get 60% royalties from that. Also, thank you to 528radio.com. If you are not a donator to the site, please do so today. It keeps the site alive as well as increases server space so we can add more genres to the site and keep it running, keep the web masters going on there, and we appreciate all of the people that are keeping that site alive with their donations. So welcome to the program. If you have not received our latest newsletter, please sign up today at healthyworldstore.com, where you can actually be on our newsletter list and receive this really, really important information. Part of what we just sent out is a letter that we sent to the State Police of Connecticut regarding the Sandy Hook disinformation. We're not talking about the disinformation or the mixed stories that are coming out about how many guns there were or how many shooters there were. We're talking about the disinformation related to the claims that the Sandy Hook parents were actors, that the medical examiner was an actor, that the nice good Samaritan that helped the children, Gene Rosen, was an actor. We are talking about this disinformation in particular that has been disseminated throughout the internet. We actually know who's behind the creation of that disinformation. In fact, it's the very, very same people that have been attacking Dr. Horowitz since 2007, myself, when I started to put together the pieces of who these guys were in 2009, and then also the Michael Vara that runs this network, he's been attacked in 2011 by these same guys, and Howard Nima, actually another radio host, has been attacked. And so these guys out there that are putting out the disinformation are the very, very same guys that are the creators and the sources of disinformation regarding the Sandy Hook people, the Sandy Hook parents being actors, all of this ridiculous disinformation. And they are doing it and profiting from it. And they're doing it to create confusion out there, to confuse the masses of people, because the story alone is very confusing, as you know. So they're just adding to it. And we believe that these people could actually be connected to the people that actually created this event. Because who are they working for? Who are the COINTELPRO agent provocateurs that have attacked us and now are attacking these parents that have already suffered the tragedy and the good people out there that are the friends of these victims and parents? Who are they doing this for? Who are they working for? And we found that information out, we pieced it together, and we sent this letter over to the police and the FBI for them to research it further.
I think it's important to read this article. It's a groundbreaking article about the NRA, why it is that the NRA is completely omitting, neglecting the psychotropic drugs, the effects that that has on aggression, and most of the mass murders, you have a connection to psychotropics and mood altering drugs. And so there's been a gross neglect or negligence of this whole matter. And so the question becomes, well, why would the NRA, if they're willing to come out and state that the video gaming operations are causing aggression, such as aggression in children's television, and we know that has been certainly discussed in many, many places, how aggression in video gaming is associated with kind of like military training. And so if you combine that with drug addiction, intoxications, and reactions, aggressive reactions from, you know, young adults, children who are engaging both of these intoxicating cofactors in crime, then you have to ask the question, well, why would not the NRA be also looking at the drugs? And the answer to that is beautifully now posted on waronwethepeople.com. If you go to waronwethepeople.com and you click on the article that's about NRA and the drug industry, and you suddenly realize that the banksters, if you will, the investment banking firms that control JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and the weapons industry, and the pharmaceutical cartel, and the mainstream media. It's virtually one cartel. And what we've done with co-authors Howard Nima of We Are Change in Connecticut, and Michael Vara, who has put together this wonderful L&M network, Well, gee whiz, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to basically even go into Wikipedia and realize that the main corporations and investment banking firms that are controlling all of the deals, and with Rupert Murdoch, especially if you learn and study what Sherry Cain and I have done, both in the film Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller, where we show you who is running Showtime, who is running, who are the bag men, the money men behind the networks, and what their connections are to the pharmaceutical industry. And you have that resource, Pharma Whores, the Showtime sting of Penn and Teller, at your disposal. And then on top of that, you've got our exposés and the articles that we've published on the Partnership for New York City, which is the world's leading biotechnology ring. It's virtually a major movers and shakers in the drug cartel. And who's on the board of directors? Back when we were studying this, well, it was a David Rockefeller entity. Of course, David Rockefeller et al. Controls the not just the Partnership for New York City, but also the entire J.P. Morgan Chase, the whole Rockefeller Bank, of course, the evolution of Rockefeller family's dominance in the industrial realm in America goes back to the late 1800s with Standard Oil Company and their work with the steel industry in the Carnegie family and the Carnegie Foundations. Of course, the Rockefeller Foundations moved ahead, advanced public health, and moved legislation to demonize all the alternatives and basically promoted pharmaceutical industry, the medical arena, the American Medical Association. They took that over by the 1920s, early 30s. That was a Rockefeller entity. And so you begin to now look at who's behind the pharmaceutical industry and what are their links to the NRA, and you suddenly have a whole new understanding of the companies, the corporation that is the premier owner of all of the weapons manufacturers in the United States, for example, is a major investment organization, that investment banking conglomerate that sources, again, major control by the J.P. Morgan Chase Rockefeller League. And of course, their part, when you talk about globalization, and that's, again, this incident in Sandy Hook and the manner in which the political debate is unfolding and the media propaganda is being disseminated currently through, again, these kinds of abuses of intelligence by COINTELPRO, the counterintelligence propagandists that are putting out disinformation, and that you begin to realize that there is a globalization process taking out America. You can't have one world government if you still have America, the last bastion of freedom based on the greatest, most freeing of all the documents in the history of the legislation and judiciary is the Constitution of the United States. If you have the Constitution in place, the Second Amendment, gun owners' rights, if you have freedom of speech, which this matter is a very, very serious matter of. In fact, Michael Vara has articulated very, very simply and powerfully how the main matter that's before we the people and shall be before the Supreme Court and shall be before the press and the political debate is this matter of First Amendment rights. With the internet, you now have these agent provocateurs who are abusing First Amendment freedom of speech rights to defame, to harass, to stalk, to libel, to be completely outrageously uncivilized, and then thereby, as they attack and abuse the victims of Sandy Hook, they are, at the same time, they are destroying those poor people's lives, their liberties, their pursuits of happiness. When you're being attacked, such as Sherry Cain has been for the last couple of years, and I've been since 2007, and increasingly your life and your liberties are restricted because you're now having to defend yourself against lies and libel and harassments, And that's exactly what these folks have been outputting. It's despicable. It's outrageously loathsome. It is the worst possible thing that you can never, even in your most despicable nightmare, imagine, that you have parents whose children were just gunned down in a horrific tragedy, and instead of sympathy during their mourning period, these people are attacking them. The COINTELPRO is issuing all of these hideous, libelous, slanderous, and outrageous claims that these people are acting when they're seriously damaged and emotionally distraught. At this time, these uncivilized morons out there are outputting this intelligence, counterintelligence actually, that's claiming that these parents are actors and that the family and friends of the deceased are acting, and it's all part of a false flag. Well, we actually subscribe to the concept that a lot more investigation needs to be done, because nothing adds up except for a greater conspiracy. Sure, all the evidence speaks to that, but that's not what these guys are doing out there, is bringing attention to a false flag event that's meant for political and economic gains and globalization. That's not what they're doing. Don't make no mistake about it. The quote-unquote conspiracy theorists that have been named by the press as guilty of these harassments and these despicable acts, damaging, double victimizing the victims, the families and friends of these poor children and the parents and the adults who were murdered. Well, gee whiz, they're not just about exposing a false flag. What they're doing is despicable. It's uncivilized. It speaks to their own psychopathology. And what they're doing is simply distracting. It's a diversion tactic. Now, you've got to ask the question, why are they doing this? And it's not simply because they're true-hearted Americans. They want to expose a conspiracy and a false flag massacre. No. If that was the case, if they were going to be doing that, they'd go piece by piece over all the pieces of the evidence. They put together a videotape on YouTube or Vimeo. They would write articles. They'd put out all the evidence, and then they would then have all their friends, and they've got a lot of their COINTELPRO operatives out there mailing and emailing and essentially producing media that is persuading the public in what they want the public to think. So they have the opportunity to make a difference in exposing the true conspiracy, but they don't. What they have is these charlatans like the Ed Sherinis that they cross-promote, these movers and shakers in the conspiracy arena, in the conspiracy industry, like Dr. Truat and Alex McGowan Studer and the Kenadachi, where their websites are outputting this counterintelligence, whereby they're claiming that these parents and friends are actors. And you have Sherini that makes a complete charade, looking at the faces. For example, taking John Goodman's face, the actor John Goodman, putting it next to Lieutenant Vance's face from Connecticut State Police, and claiming it's the same person. Well, any moron can see that they're not the same people. But yet this is the trash that they're outputting. The question is, why would they do that? Why would they waste their time? Because it's not a waste of time, you see. They're paid propagandists to mix it all up. You are looking at and watching unfold a protection racket. It's a protection racket to administer a psyops over the American public. It protects the underlying bank masters who are literally funding these morons, counterintelligence propagandists, who are creating this commercial operation where they're literally driving traffic through the conspiracy controversy. They're driving traffic to their stores for the sales of items such as Nuke Israel baby bits, such as the sales of alternative medicine products, infiltrating yours truly and the industry and our stores and discrediting it and depleting it. This is a big pharma linked operation. Big pharma would like nothing better than to put ma and pa operations who are engaged in alternative medicine and natural healing products, methods, and materials. They would like nothing better than to put us out of business. And so what better way to do that but to infiltrate that industry, infiltrate the grassroots, infiltrate the holistic healing community, the patriot community, the Christian community, with this propaganda squad that outputs these gross deceptions. So it's literally a protection racket. A protection racket. That's what this garbage, claiming that all the parents and victims are actors, is. It's a protection and distraction and illusion, a deception racket, propagandizing a distraction that is outrageously uncivil. No loving, empathetic human being would ever do what Truat, Sherini, Ms. Alex McGowan Studer, Jeff Rentz, and a few others are doing here, promoting a hideous propaganda campaign that is double damaging the victims of a horrific tragedy in Sandy Hook.
Yes, it's absolutely. I mean, you wonder sometimes if these people have blood running through their veins. They're putting this out. Like, I question whether they're human. And obviously, they have no conscience. What happened to their conscience? That's a study in itself. It's definitely gone.
I'd like to speak to that. I would like to speak to that because, again, you can't do this if you're a normal, loving, capable and worthy human being who appreciates the love message of Jesus Christ.
Right, and you're not a legitimate journalist if you're out there doing this to these parents. I mean, there's no evidence that they have to support any of the stuff that they say. It's all hearsay. It's all, oh, well, that person smiled at the beginning of the report. Oh, that person has a weird laugh. Oh, that person's Jewish. Their excuses are ridiculous.
Yeah, so this is what is actually now being published and looked upon and criticized. Just like Alex Jones went on CNN the other day and made a complete ass of himself and embarrassed any legitimate Second Amendment rights activist and advocate. This is exactly what they've done now to the conspiracy theorists. If it has been a gross discrediting. Now, think about it, folks. Who would want to delegitimize, to discredit legitimate conspiracy theorists when the greatest conspiracies require conspiracy investigators and conspiracy theorists? The major conspiracy is the globalization and the cartelization of these industries, drugs and arms, in this case. That conglomerate is a white-collar antitrust, Sherman Antitrust Act, treasonous violation that is a conspiracy. It is an economic, political, as well as media-driven conspiracy.
Right.
And so you've got to look again very carefully at why would these jerks be doing this. They're not legitimate journalists, Sherry just mentioned. They're not loving people. So they begin to question what drives their psyche. Because in for example, in law, when you declare fraud, you have to evidence it materially and argue the, quote, condition of mind, end quote. So these guys are out putting fraudulent material. They are frauds. So what is the condition of mind of Truat, of Alex McGowan Studer, of Ken Adachi, of Gordon Duff, that Gordon Duff could actually go on radio and tell everybody listening, folks, I got to put out only 60% truth, 40% of what I output is complete lies, otherwise I would be killed. Who would kill Gordon Duff for putting out 100% truth? Think about it. Only people who have something to lose by the truth, and that is white-collar crime. That's organized crime at the highest levels.
Well, he's so full of it, though. I mean, he actually admits to being counterintelligence. He admits that he works with a network of other intelligence operatives. He has a publication called Veterans Today. It's really, really sad that our country takes people that are, whether he's a veteran or not, I can't really tell you, but it actually uses these people for whatever purposes. I mean, you see sometimes Vietnam vets, and there's not a lot left anymore because a lot of people have died, but you see them without limbs and they're begging for money on the corner. It's like, look what the government has done to those people. And then you have people like Gordon Duff that are obviously under some sort of MK Ultra brainwashing weirdness that, I mean, it's like the guy's not running on a normal human spirit. These people don't run on a normal human spirit. They run, it's almost like a computer. It's a programmed type of computer.
Well, exactly. And evidence for what you just said, Sherry, is right in front of your face. What is the common thread? What are the common factors, elements in their propaganda? Well, number one, it's anti-government. Number two, it's anti-Zionist. It's anti what they claim Jews. Okay, there's a whole anti-Semitic theme that runs throughout. Number three, they're engaging in, obviously, as Gordon Duff said, fraud. They output fraudulent messages. 40% of, if I put out anything that's not accurate, first of all, I get a ton of emails calling me on it that I have to respond to. Second of all, it challenges my entire 30-plus years of journalism. It challenges my professionalism. I can't afford that luxury, folks. It's challenging enough to do this work, both financially and socially, to output anything that isn't legitimate. So now get this. These guys actually tell you that they output 40% of their stuff is fraudulent. So again, where does a professional, and then what is the state of mind of a human being that they would accommodate to that agenda? It's beyond civil. It's not civil, folks. It's outrageously criminal.
Right. And that's where they are protected. There's this line, like you talked about before, between the criminal and the civil matters, that the police always say, well, that's a civil matter. Or the FBI says, well, that's a civil matter. And where is the line drawn? Because you look at it and there is so many criminal violations that are happening. And then they want to blame it on a civil matter. So then you use the court systems and you have to pay a lawyer if you don't do it pro se, because most people, they either don't have the time or the wherewithal to do the pro se litigation. So you have to hire a lawyer, and then the lawyer might not win, or the lawyer might be corrupt, or the lawyer might be in bed with the judge. And then there you go, you might not even win. So you hire a lawyer to fight this civil matter that could be flushed away, and not the evidence might not even be entered into the court because you might not have a stamp on it, or it might not be considered whatever reasonably legitimate by the court for whatever purposes, or there might be an objection from the opposing attorney or the defendant or plaintiff, whatever it is in the litigation you're fighting against, and then they say, objection, Your Honor, and for whatever reason, maybe the judge knows them, or maybe they're giving a good reason why it should be objected to, and therefore your evidence, even though it's purely legitimate and it has everything that you could ever possibly want to show the truth in it, never gets entered into the court. So there you go. There's your civil matter that never gets any justice. your criminal matter doesn't get any justice. So what do? You know, you can go to the FBI all you want about these people, and guess what? Are they going to go after their own people, or should we say their higher-ups? Because these guys are no longer working within the FBI. They're working within the CIA. They're working within the NSA. They're working within the DOJ. And your justice never happens. It never, ever, ever happens. And you're still a victim, and you're still at the same place you were before. And now they know you went to the FBI. They know you went to the authorities. And now they're laughing at you, saying, ha, 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 I told you, you'll get nowhere. And you can't come and actually take me out, take me down, because guess what? They're not going to do anything to me. I'm not going to be arrested. I'm going to be here freely, ruining and wreaking havoc on people's lives, because I have the First Amendment rights to do that. But where do we draw the line? We believe in First Amendment rights, but does that give us the right to go and attack people that should not be attacked? Does that give us a right to wreak havoc on strangers' lives that we have never, ever met? What gives people the right? And where does the line get drawn? That's the question. That's where the new law needs to come in place. It's not about taking our freedom of speech out. It's what are the malicious agenda behind it? Let's research that. Is there something malicious going on? You're calling this person an S word or a W word or a C word or whatever. Where can you say that to people? What have they done to you? Where's the evidence? Nobody looks at the evidence. They just say, it's freedom of speech. It's just the internet. It's harmless.
Well, folks, you know, Sherry and I don't see eye to eye on every detail. And this is one of those areas. I know Sherry just expressed a lot of frustration. And, you know, I love Sherry dearly, and I honor her work. She's outstanding, an amazing researcher. But, you know, obviously you could tell from what she just said that she's very disappointed in the justice or the injustice system. And, you know, I just want to touch on the fact that what we do as journalists is probably the most powerful of all of the capabilities that anybody could have. You know, it's said that the pen is mightier than the sword. And so what we're dealing with here is our power to effectively perform our duty under the First Amendment of the Constitution to output the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Now, that sworn statement, that swearing in, that oath, when you go before a judge in a court of law, you've got to look at that. And you've got to see the truth, the whole truth, means that you've not omitted anything, because omissions and misrepresentations in law is fraud. And so the truth, the whole truth, no omissions, and nothing but the truth means that there's no misrepresentations. And then, so help me, God, is a prayer, because God only exists in a realm of truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, in the perfect musical mathematical matrix that the physicists call the quantum field, and that the entire music industry is now coming to terms with, is kind of like in the religious world, the kingdom of heaven, which is this musical mathematical law by which the universe is constructed. And God is administering creation miraculously, powerfully, energetically, electromagnetically, vibrationally. And that is then the prayer that's necessary with faith to bring miracles into a court of law to administer justice. There can be no justice. Just is. When there's no God in the room, when it's godless. And you know, Sherry, I know you want to say something.
I just have a question for you, because you mentioned that you don't agree with me on what I just said. So can you just tell everybody what part of what I just said about the right of our freedom of speech, our First Amendment rights, that people should not be allowed or should not be able to, without consequences, attack other people that have never done anything to them for no reason, and to wreak havoc on people's lives because they feel like they're protected by the freedom of speech. Where do you draw the line? And you said you don't agree with me on that. So I
You misunderstood. I completely agree with you on that. And as a matter of fact, I'll clarify it even more.
Well, then what is it that you can
agree with? What I don't agree with is that it sounded to me that you're really disheartened and that there's no hope. And I don't believe that. I believe, and I have tremendous faith in God. And I believe that what we're experiencing is for the greater good. I believe that no matter how hard it gets here in the lion's den, battling COINTELPRO, that as a result of, for example, the article that we just output, a lot of work, a lot of pain and suffering of Michael Vara, of Howard Nima, of you and I, put this article out there and exposed these beasts, and it took a lot of pain and suffering to do it. Well, frankly, look at the greater good that's coming out of it. The assignment was given to us by the Creator. I live my life that way. Otherwise, I can't even reconcile my own life. I would not be able to reconcile the miracles in my life. I wouldn't, beginning back in 1996, be able to reconcile how I came out with the original documents in the Emerging Viruses book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, had in it the U.S. government contracts that were secreted, buried, that could not be found by a normal investigation and library catalog tracking. You couldn't find the special virus cancer program documents that were secreted. I found it by the grace of God and an angel that directed me to it. So I can't reconcile my own life without thinking that we have a job to do for a boss that's greater than any boss, and that we're doing it.
Okay, you misunderstood me, Len. I did not say that I didn't have any faith in God. What I said was I don't have faith in the justice system, because the justice system is administered here on Babylon. And God will give those people their karma. I am sure about that. You misunderstood me, and I thought that we had discussed this before about, and you had agreed with me that in the court of law, we may not ever get any justice. With the FBI, we may not get any justice. With the police, we may not get any justice, but we will get the justice because God's law is above man's law. So I think that there needs to be some clarification when you say that you don't agree with me, because you have agreed with me regarding
I agree with you in that regard, too.
Okay.
But it sounded to me like what you were saying is that we personally, because of the injustice in Babylon and the complete – I agree with the fact that the system of injustice – and I want to come back to this. I want to come back to what you raised,
okay,
this division.
Let's take a break for a couple minutes, because we haven't taken one yet. And we're going to come back in a couple minutes, and then we can clarify.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to the Harocane Hour.
Is there proof of God's existence in our government's records? Author Jose Collazo brings his years of research into this stunning question to light in God Does Exist. No More Nuclear Testing, and more. Touching on little-known government projects such as the Remote Viewers Program and Active Auroral Research Program, Collazo has uncovered some amazing discoveries through his research and use of the Freedom of Information Act. From uncovered information on the Ark of the Covenant to connections between natural disasters and nuclear testing, experience this revealing look into our government's obscure and hidden work. Discover how new and experimental technologies may change our world forever and uncover monumental proof and answers to mankind's greatest questions in God Does Exist, No More Nuclear Testing, and More.
Late Night in the Midlands is an alternative media that covers the truth, theory, and facts that the lamestream media won't talk about. We cover everything from the known and the unknown, the normal and the paranormal, the government lies and the government ties, and even their thrive. We tell what's coming, what's going, whether it be politics or archaeologists. We have an amazing fan base, and our shows are all archived to be heard millions of times more. So tell your friends, your family, and anybody you care about LateNightInTheMidlands.com. Become a member and be informed. Hello, this is Michael Vera for CureShop.com with products endorsed by Dr. Leonard Horowitz, including Liquid Dentist, a one-stop defense system for not only your mouth, but your whole body. This unprecedented product aggressively attacks the critters that cause oral diseases using concentrated microfine silver plus oxygen and minerals to help reverse tooth decay and gum diseases, helping repair your teeth and gums naturally. Then, by swallowing this amazing and good-tasting tooth and gum saver, you actually get a natural, nutritional immunization against more than 1,000 strains of oral bacteria and viruses when you swallow. Liquid Dentist is awesome for boosting natural immunity. Imagine your teeth feeling hygienic, clean, and super smooth for up to 3 days after each use. Swish with it 3 minutes or more after brushing and flossing. Gargle to freshen and protect your throat, and then swallow Liquid Dentist. Wow, what a great idea. It's all natural, healing, and protective. Dr. Horowitz developed Liquid Dentist based on emerging science from England showing a 20-second exposure to medical-grade ozone kills germs deep within decay, even down to the nerve. Then highly concentrated mineral mouth rinsing can remineralize your teeth and harden them even harder than they were originally. This way, teeth can be saved and not drilled away or lost due to decay or tooth fracture. Plus, Liquid Dentist kills periodontal germs and leaves your breath fresh and teeth feeling professionally clean for days. Go to liquiddentist.net to learn more, or go to cureshop.com. That's cureshop.com, CureShoppe.com to order your supply of Liquid Dentist today, or call toll-free 1-888-621-7611. That's 1-888-621-7611. Again, 1-888-621-7611. Call now to save your smile.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Horrocane Hour. I'm Sherry Kane.
Dr. Len Horowitz here.
And we were just having a debate here, a heavy-seated debate before we took the break on a misunderstanding or a miscommunication regarding what I was trying to say, or obviously it didn't come out that way according to Len, but please clarify.
Well, again, Sherry, I think the only difference that I'm saying is that we have such power with the pen and journalism, and if all of us put together just, you know, for example, if you go to waronwethepeople.com and you read the NRA article that we just output exposing these COINTELPRO agents, provocateurs, and you then understand the bottom line here of what's happening, and we've broken new ground with this article, and it's wonderfully revealing, and it's timely, and it's urgent, especially if we want to help the poor families, our brothers and sisters in Sandy Hook, to deal with this horror and the abuses and the attacks that they're currently receiving. We really are responsible for each other as a community, extended family. And so we have the power. We have the power of the pen. And that pen is what the great Constitution gave us in the First Amendment, freedom of speech, so that we would create a balance of power, so that we would not allow the justice system of injustice to take over, or the legislative branch of government. That the power of the press and the independent press, which is in everyone's hands, because the mainstream media is controlled, and we now have the internet, there's no excuses for us not actually mailing each other these revelatory articles and this information by which we can then discern the truth, the whole truth, the nothing but the truth that shall set us free from this deception, the illusions, and this outrageous, just loathsome propaganda that is coming out and, in essence, creating the psyops, not just about Sandy Hook, not just about 9/11, not just about the H1N1 swine flu and the vaccination garbage. This deals with how we think. What's the condition of mind of these people that are conducting this fraud, and the result on our minds, the condition of our minds, indoctrinated into this cult of what they're now claiming is Conspiracyville, conspiracy theory, conspiracy industry. You know, it's just a cover, as I mentioned. We have the power. That's the only discrepancy. It sounded to me like you were feeling that you were disempowered, and I'm saying that the power rests within we the people on the grassroots. We have internet, thank God, at this point. You know, looking at the positive aspects, there's also the downside of the internet and how it can take over people's lives, and then you end up living vicariously in a cyberspace and technology realm that is largely dead. The life is in nature. The life is out there, outdoors, really. And, you know, I think that I want to come back to one point that you raised that was critical, and it does deal with previous discussions that we've had, in private mostly. And that is the separation of civil versus criminal law in and of itself is a gross manipulation and undermines justice. And the reason why I say that again is you've got one nation under one God, indivisible. You can't separate it, with liberty and justice for all people, black, white, rich, poor, you name it. So the reality is the separation between criminal justice and civil justice is actually insane. It multiplies process. It is inefficient. Why do we have it is a great question. And we have it because it's a manipulation of the investment bankers that literally control currently the planet. The whole globalization process is unfolding because of these same agents that have created the separation of civil versus criminal. And so we have been delving into and having to be involved with both civil as well as criminal cases now. And that's why we then can now look at, and again, it's a horrible tragedy we've been through that we have to deal with this, but at the same time, what a wonderful opportunity and an educational experience to serve the greater good from the lessons that we learn the hard way. And so that is where I see God has one system of justice, as I mentioned. If you study the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, please, folks, read that book. It's transformational. It'll uplift your spirits, and you'll never look at life and your life the same way again. You'll never look at nature. You'll never look at creation the same way again after you read the book of 528. You'll learn therein. There is one musical mathematical matrix by which creation is administered. There's only 9 numbers or frequencies of resonance that give rise to everything, that give rise to the harmonics of every other frequency. There's only 9 core creative frequencies. 528 love, the miracle note of the original musical scale, the mi note, do re mi, miracle note, mirigestorum in Latin, is 528, and it's administered at the heart of this matrix. And that's how God creates. There's no duplicate form of a matrix. There's one matrix universally. So that's the system of justice. It administers karma. Judgments operate out of that. Like Jesus said, there's nothing missing, nothing broken, no omissions, no misrepresentations, no fraud in that one system of justice. Just is. And that is what we're now seeing is missing in Babylon, in America. The separation of civil versus criminal justice systems is a manipulation and a fraud. And it doesn't work. And it is unbelievably disempowering and disabling and creating financially degeneration. Because it is, as everyone will agree, the lawyers, and the politicians who almost always are lawyers that have degenerated our society and created the great American culture. You're under a psyops, folks. The entire system is a psyops. The first thing you need to do, we need to do to treat the problem is diagnosis. That means to see through to the root of the disorder so that you don't treat symptoms. You don't debate stupid things on Capitol Hill, such as whether or not we're going to regulate guns when we're completely neglecting drugs. So you've got to now begin to see that the whole scam is operating as and through a psyops, spiritually, ultimately, totally population controlling. And that is what we are advancing heavily, powerfully, in the new article that just went up on waronwethepeople.com about the NRA, the gun rights versus drug legislation, and what's happening to the poor people by COINTELPRO regulations and deceptions, the poor people in Sandy Hook being harassed, discredited, abused, and it's got to stop. This is not civilized. It's not loving. It is nothing that especially anybody with any sense of decency would allow in their society.
So we only have a few minutes left. We want to thank you for joining us today. Again, we'll be back tomorrow at the same time. It's 12 noon in Hawaii. That's 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. on the East Coast. And we try to bring you the latest up-to-date news, stuff that other people aren't bringing you. Also, check out Late Night in the Midlands. That's Michael Vara's program. He also is there to bring you the truth as well. There's a lot of other hosts on this station as well, just out there trying to help everybody. And please support that network as well as support the Harlequin Hour.
Bye for now.